be here, bringing books to life. Vision without sight.
Through Time and the Stars, written by Jai Kobayashi Goma and Megan Darg. Produced by Be Here.
Episode 12.
For a long moment, the crowded room is silent. In the silence, Laika sheds a tear. Daisy hugs her gently. Nobody else moves.
But the past is the past and cannot be changed. You should all get away as far from here as you can. Even now, Mezek's army of mutants and metal beasts prowl the darkness, always seeking the hunted. Even now, they might be coming to kill and destroy to find what they seek.
We know what they're seeking. Why don't we just leave her here and be on our way?
Have you forgotten who got us out of that prison, despite everything you did?
We're not leaving Laika behind. We leave together or we stay together.
If you wish, we could help you plot a path most likely to escape detection.
Or we could try again.
Try what?
Max's plan. Go back to before everything. Stop it all from happening.
But look what happened when we tried.
Then we try again. What, we're just going to give up at the first sign of trouble? Something doesn't work out, so we say, oh well, I guess we'll just have to live in a destroyed universe being chased by a destroyer person and an army of things. No, I refuse to do that. We will go back. We will stop all this from happening, and then we will find a way home. All of us.
Alice is right. Look, I know I'm a coward. I'm not denying that, but we have the chance to do something. Something right. Something good. Something heroic, even. We have the chance to undestroy the universe, and I, for one, am happy to try.
Well, crikey, Trent. You're full of surprises, both of you. Well, I'm on board.
Me too.
Me free.
Pardon me?
Yes?
If I may ask, how are you going to undestroy the universe?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Didn't we say? We've got a time machine.
Time ship, H2G2 Command Center.
Sure, no problem. I'll just sit here in the middle of nowhere while you all go off on some fun adventure in a big metal planet. Yes, don't worry about me. I love sitting here all by myself, twiddling my... Oh, pardon me. I haven't even got thumbs to twiddle. What a waste of space. Put the lights on, Dave. Open the doors, Dave. Oh, I don't know why I bother. I really don't.
Dark Zone, administration and filing craft, inner sanctum. Everybody is talking at once, shouting and gesticulating in the tiny space until Daisy lets out an ear-piercing whistle, shocking them all into utter silence.
Thank you! Blimmin' Nora, a girl can't hear herself think of all that Larry malarkey going on.
Sorry, Daisy.
Sorry, Daisy.
Our deepest apologies, miss.
Okay, so, where were we?
With the greatest of respect, miss, there was talk of a time machine?
That's right. Bit of a long story, really. See, I nicked one by accident, and I crashed into this lot, and then it all exploded, and now, well, it's Dave.
Dave?
Dave is our time ship. He's how come we're here now. We were supposed to go back in time to stop the Emperor being such a pain in the arse. But it all went a little bit upsy-daisy and, well, here we are.
You have a time machine. Here.
Yup.
Oh my.
Everybody seems to be happy. There is a tangible air of optimism and sweat in the cramped room. Then the alarms begin to scream, the red lights begin to flash, and a disembodied voice echoes through the endless corridors of this metal planet.
Warning! Warning! Armed ships approaching! Warning! Armed warships approaching! Thousands of warships approaching! Thousands and thousands! Warning!
Oh my.
Timeship H2G2 Command Center. Corridor is filled with the droning voice of the alarm, and lit by a stupid amount of flashing red lights.
Warning! Warning! Armed warships approaching! Really? Loads and loads of armed warships approaching! Thousands of them! Thousands and thousands! Warning! Run away!
Oh dear. Today is not my day.
Dark Zone. Administration and filing craft. Inner Sanctum. The screen in the Inner Sanctum shows the vast number of warships arrayed around the Administrator's craft and the millions of robot death machines. Cyborgs and mutants cutting their way through the metal hull to gain access to the corridors.
Oh my.
Why isn't your ship defending itself? Where are your laser cannon? Connectrian mines? Nalzak lances?
We are an Administrator and filing craft. We are not an armed vessel.
Oh, we are so dead.
So, there's absolutely no weapons on this ship?
Well...
Dark Zone, Administration and filing craft. Corridors. As the sounds of explosions, drilling, soaring and banging echo around them, the crew of the timeship and the administrators run full pelt through the corridors. In some corridors and offshoots of corridors, there are explosions, the sounds of falling metal and the roars of mutant mercenaries.
Jumping Jehoshaphat!
The out-of-breath group reach room 245-34-45BB45H and 39685-1 opens the door to let them in. Dark Zone, Administration and Filing Craft, room 245-34-45BB45H. 39685-1 closes the door behind them, and they all wait a moment to catch their breath before taking a look around them at the room.
Oh my Gideon!
The room is crammed full of weaponry, lots from all parts of the universe, from many different times. Some rather obvious weapons, other things that look like wet rocks.
Where did you get all of this?
They were all confiscated.
The crew rush to find something which feels right for them. Trent arms himself with the largest gun he can find. Alice takes an ion spear. Daisy picks up the only thing she can recognise, a double-strapped bullet belt with a full complement of bullets, with two holsters holding pearl-handled revolvers.
Oh my days, the six-shooters are beautiful! Are they from Earth? They look like...
They were confiscated from a Betelgungian trader. No idea where he got them from.
The sounds of violence and rage are getting ever closer. The crew arm themselves. Then, they stop and look at one another.
Now what?
We have to get Dave.
She's right.
Fine by me. Let's do it.
Easier said than done. You all saw the stuff on the screen. There's millions of things out there.
Then let's not waste any time. Who's going first?
Everyone looks at everyone else except Trent.
I am.
Trent, that's...
I'll hold them off for as long as I can. And hopefully give you all a chance to get to the ship.
To Dave.
To Dave.
Oh, Trent!
Alice rushes forward and kisses Trent hard on the lips. Trent's cheeks turn red with embarrassment.
Okay, enough chit-chat. Let's get that ruddy door open.
Door opens. The enemy comes from everywhere, patrols the corridors between the fugitives and Dave, so they must battle their way through. The administrators remain safely ensconced in room 245-34-45BB45H. Dark Zone, Administration and Filing Craft, Corridors. Trent prepares to sacrifice himself to save the others, heading out of the room first, and spraying the insane number of adversaries with heavy fire from the A-67 Nurge anti-panic weapon. Corridors melt around the body of Mizek's army. Command center of the warship of Mizek the Destroyer. The terrifying figure of Mizek the Destroyer surveys the carnage unfolding beyond the viewing screen as the army of metal creatures, mutants and others tear apart the Administrator's craft. The screen shows their fleeing prey and settles for the briefest moment on one of the figures. Eyes alive with fire as she wields two pearl-handled revolvers. From somewhere deep within the jagged metal armour, caked in the blood of so many wars, a low growl emanates. Dark Zone, Administration and Filing Craft, Corridors. The corridor is a blur of gunfire, laser fire, explosions, exploding bodies and robots, and the endless sound of screaming. Alice finds herself to be a surprisingly powerful warrior, using her ion spear to back up Trent's attack, while Max, Laika, and Daisy rush through the corridors under cover of their suppressive fire. Max leads the way, pumping out explosion grenades, followed by Laika, stripping flesh from bones with the Atlakian screaming crossbow. Daisy is their saviour though, fearlessly shooting her way through the masses of robots and mutants with her simple six guns, and the confidence of a Cockney street urchin. She reaches Dave, and together the entire crew fight their way on board, just in time to escape the clutches of the screaming hordes of Mizzek's robot and mutant army. Timeship, H2G2, Command Center. Once inside, Daisy races for the pilot's seat.
Strap in, everyone. This is gonna get bedlam star crazy. Hey, Dave!
Welcome back, Daisy. Long time no see.
Miss me?
You know it.
Wanna get out of here?
Ready when you are, sweet thing.
And with that, Dave, the timeship, and the battle-hardened crew blast through the burning, battered, and scarred metal corridors of the Administrator's craft and into open space, smashing through the wall of surprised warships gathered around it, still building up speed as Daisy flips the little green tallywhacker, and the world turns inside out.
Oh no! I'm wounded!
And up becomes out, and black becomes down. And there's the random sound of faraway screaming as everything turns to black. Timeship, H2G2, Command Center. Later. After the longest time, the lights begin to blink on in the Command Center. The bodies, scattered across the seats and floor of the timeship, slowly come to and shake themselves back to consciousness. Daisy opens her eyes, blinking them like they were brand new. She stares ahead, out through the viewing window. She stares for the longest time.
Well, Lord love a duck.
The others slowly gather, standing together to stare at the world beyond the window.
Well, that's not something you see every day.
You can say that again.
I'd just like to point out that this is not my fault. I was wounded as we were escaping. Oh, blimey.
Command center of the warship of Mizzek the Destroyer. A minion approaches and bows deeply.
My lord, what we seek has eluded us. It has opened a temporal gateway and fled.
We will follow.
My lord.
We will follow.
Mizzek, the Destroyer, signals an alarm. And minions race into their positions. Then, a dark, metallic claw presses a button, and the world turns inside out. To be continued.
Bringing books to life. Vision without sight.